Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right to the phone calls here. It is a show about your calls. So let's talk to Niall in Utah on the AMP line. Hello, Niall.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful rainy day. I got a question for the tranny basher over there.
Oh, God.
You said before that you sort of like the idea of license plates on cars so that cops can see you if you rob a bank or run over an old lady.
Well, not just police officers, but, you know, people in general. I think that, there's a lot of cars out there that are very similar, and it makes perfectly good sense to me to put numbers on the back of these cars so that people can find out about them. I'm not
saying.
I like the idea of registering those license plates every single year with the authorities. That seems like, to me, just a way for them to earn money.
All you want is the numbers to be in some sort of, like, publicly accessible database, that kind of thing.
I think that sounds okay.
Okay, I've got an even better idea.
Okay.
You might go for this. How about we just, I don't know, tattoo some numbers on everybody's arm. We can know who they are when they commit a crime. After all, this is our roads they're walking on. Hmm?
Well, people are quite a bit more identifiable than cars are. There's quite a few beige or bronze Honda Accords out there, whereas, you know, not so many people that look exactly like me.
But the cop's not going to know you from Adam.
They're not, but when they hang my picture up in the post office and says wanted, perhaps he will.
Well, it was just a thought.
Yeah,
very good, Niall.
Just want to say hey to Guard while he's there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. So I guess some of the breaking news from this afternoon came from our very own New Hampshire, Rochester. There was some madman who apparently, broke into the Hillary compound or whatever, the Hillary campaign headquarters, and took hostages?
Amazingly, we were just in the middle of starting up a discussion about a bill in the State House to try to prevent people from carrying firearms into the State House in New Hampshire and into the legislative office building, which is right across the street. So we were just getting into on our show talking about the right to keep and bear arms and how that would bring about psychological changes in bad guys, where if they thought there might be a handgun or something on somebody in a particular room, they might avoid that area and go someplace else to commit their bad deeds. And we hear this story coming out about this guy who says he's got a bomb strapped to himself walking into the Hillary Clinton headquarters in the seacoast in New Hampshire.
So now this is an interesting situation. You mentioned this new piece of legislation they're proposing here in New Hampshire to ban firearms from the state house.
Yeah.
That's something that people in other states it's already been banned there.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
So I think, are there any other state governments that actually allow people to carry firearms
perhaps
around and about their state office building?
It's a great question. I'd love to find out. And probably, I bet you people at, like, Gun Owners of America probably would be able to give information or a Google search. I'll check that out.
Just a curiosity.
Yeah.
So if you know, you can share it with us at 800-259-9231. But have there been a rash of shootings at the state house recently that has prompted this?
No. You know, I spoke to the woman who proposed the bill this morning. I should be more precise in my language. And she said that she wasn't ready to speak on my show, but that she would want to talk about it. I said, yeah, because, you know, I'm getting a lot of emails about this, and people are already going to talk about it. I have to do justice to my audience. And so I hope you will come on. And she said, well, you know, there was an incident last year that caused some concern, but she didn't go into details about it, and I didn't have time to ask her. So I'm going to talk to her again next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about this and find out why she's proposing this thing. But essentially, the text of it says the bill prohibits a person other than a law enforcement officer from carrying a firearm or any other weapon in the state house or legislative office building. So, of course, that means anybody with harmful intent would be prevented from walking in with a firearm.
Absolutely.
There's this invisible magic barrier called a bill.
Right.
You know?
And let's not forget the story that came out, I believe it was yesterday's paper, that said that they, you know, just locked up arrested a police officer for threatening to shoot some other police officers.
Mm.
So apparently, cops would never, ever shoot anybody.
No, never, never.
There's no security at the state house, so they're not proposing putting in any security.
Right, they're just going to pass a law.
So it won't really do anything to stop someone who's really determined to actually bring a firearm into the state house and, you know, let loose on the legislators.
Exactly. If his intent is to do a crime that's that bad, what is it, you know, a minor infringement like carrying the firearm going to do to the guy? He's already planning on either killing or maiming somebody, so he doesn't care in the least.
Well, you know, I think that we can all be pretty sure that once they pass that law, or shortly after passing that law, they'll just have to have more police officers to protect the very important.
Interesting. They might have to hire more police officers and get them in the public union.
Mm-hmm. Got to have more public employees.
I wonder if the incident that this lady was referring to has anything to do with Free State Project members who seem to be a little more likely than your average New Hampshire person to open carry a firearm.
Yes.
And I know that a number of them do. They are active at the State House. So I wonder if the fact that a Free State Project member walked into the State House with a firearm on his hip sort of got, raised some hackles, if you will, and that's the reason why this bill has been proposed, which, of course, isn't what the intention of those who are open carrying is. They don't want to draw negative attention to that. What they just want to do is exercise their right to bear arms.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it does end up usually drawing some negative attention, usually resulting in the police being called on them, the police checking their identification, and, essentially bothering them for several minutes and then before they let them go.
You know what's an interesting thing, and I didn't bring it up today on the air, Ian, but the psychology is fascinating. When you look at these people and their thirst, this race to get legislation passed that they've proposed, right? It's fascinating to me because I spoke to her and I said, well, would you like to come on the air? And we have a lot of people who are interested in this, a lot of pro-gun folks. I got to give you a warning. I'm a libertarian / free market anarchist. And, I'm very strict on the Constitution.
There goes your interview.
Yeah. So, she says, well, I do want to come on. I said, it's in your best interest to defend your position. She goes, yeah, I do want to come on. But, I really have to look into this a little bit more. Since I filed the legislation, I think I really ought to research this more. She filed legislation first, and then she wants to look into it. It's just
interesting.
And it's amazing. Think about this, If you're a business person rather than a legislator who has basically no bottom line to worry about as far as financial loss goes if you make a mistake, if you're a business person, you're not going to jump right into something like that with a proposal that, here's an idea for a business. Let's go spend X amount of money on a new marquee or something.
You're going to check out the marketplace.
But these people recklessly throw these bills out there, and the law is in New Hampshire, every one of them's got to have a vote.
Well, I certainly hope that this fails miserably. I hope she does come on your show. And, of course, people can go and listen to your program at libertyconspiracy.com. Gardner does his own radio show here in New Hampshire 5 days a week. So you can go and grab it up there.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231, you can comment on that or whatever's on your mind. We go to the phones to talk to John in Winnipeg. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Okay, well, it's Ron Paul, CNN censorship issues here. We know that the last time we had the Republican YouTube debate, the one video that received more votes than any other that they decided not to use was of the girl who, said essentially, we have all the evidence we would need that the Bush administration willfully worked to mislead Congress to trick ourselves into a war that was unneeded, and will you support impeachment hearings. So they decided not to go with that video, even though it got the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
And now this time around, I hate, I love you guys' show, and I know you look at me as a bad guy, but I'll tell you.
I do.
We don't even know who you are, John.
Again, as great as he is, he's telling us that it was the UN that got us into the war, and Saddam wasn't in violation of 1441. It was the Bush administration that just started bombing the country. Lowering your abilities to seek out WMDs or bring freedom to anybody. You only lowered your abilities by bombing it. If you could go anywhere you want without delay, without restriction.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry. Maybe I just wasn't paying close enough attention there. Were you confused on that one, Mark? What was he saying?
I don't support the war, as far as I'm concerned, the UN, I didn't elect them, so I don't like either the Bush or the UN.
I'm not sure what the conflict is here, but I'd like to find out what it is. So we'll bring you back on this one, John. 800-259-9231. I'll clear my head and try to listen a little more intently so I can try to understand what it was that he was getting at. I'm sure it was simple. I just missed something. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 30th, 2007. Gold, $792.10 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $816.10, $402.25 for half, $201.13 for quarter. That's $816.10, $402.25, and $201.13. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragon Skin Body Armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragon Skin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why then have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refuse to adopt Dragon Skin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragon Skin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragon Skin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both there waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum will be held January 3rd through the 6th
at the Crown Plaza Hotel and Resort in Nashua, New Hampshire, with a free shuttle from nearby Manchester International and a special rate for Liberty Forum attendees. This is a sweet deal you don't want to miss. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and use code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL. To save 10%.
It is going
to
be awesome.
That's right. You're going to be speaking there. Yeah. We're going to be broadcasting live, yeah, and it's going to be a good time. So looking forward to seeing you there.
As a matter of fact, they're saying that the hotel rooms are going to be gone by the special rate's awesome. Going to be gone this Monday. So you need to register
this weekend.
If you're going to do it, and you're likely going to do it, register this weekend because the special rates will be gone come Monday.
Okay, very good. So let's go back to John in Winnipeg. All right, John, let's reset because maybe I just missed a few things you said before, but it didn't make much sense to me. So you go ahead and give it another shot.
Yeah, I didn't. I was thinking about it. I think a better way to express it is the national intelligence estimate, for example. We knew that it was comprised by the CIA and the FBI and several other intelligence agencies. And the White House issued it to Congress. Now, we know the version from the CIA and the one that came out of Bush's office, and they were different documents. The Bush administration doctored the National Intelligence Estimate, rewrote critical sentences, removed paragraphs, and submitted that to Congress.
Okay.
Of course, it's just one of their grievous assaults against the American interest. So that's an example. So it's like Ron Paul. I respect him a tremendous amount, but it's like he's running cover for the neocons because he'll say...
What are you talking about?
Well, that's exactly the point we're trying to get to. Did you say that Ron Paul said the UN got us into this?
Well, he's not... In the debates, he was suggesting that, the UN is responsible... he hasn't mentioned anything else, but the UN is responsible because of the opportunities that it gave the Bush administration when the UN's position on March 7, 2003, was that we had complete unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay, and that's just prior to bombing the country. So if you can go anywhere you want, you're only lowering your abilities. And by Ron Paul blaming the UN, he's not getting back to the fact that congressmen were criminally misled.
So do you actually expect that George Bush will go to jail?
Well, God damn right he's going to go to jail.
No, he's not.
For the crimes that he's committed against the American people?
No, he's not going to jail. I mean,
well, sure he is. That's your religion.
Who's going to put him there?
Justice for all people.
Look, I'm all for justice for all people, too, and I'm fine and dandy with the idea of him going to jail. I'd likely be maybe a little happy. I wouldn't dance around or anything, but I'm telling you what the real world's like, and the real world is that George Bush isn't going to jail.
He's not my deity. I don't worship him and think he is in a more powerful position than myself. The only thing that keeps
me
from putting cuffs... the only thing that keeps me from putting cuffs on his arms and putting him in trial and then to prison for the rest of his life or the death sentence is communications.
Well, then there's that and the fact that you aren't in Washington, D.C., nor are you a police officer, so
you can't
really get away with that.
Yeah,
now, I want to go back to your allegation about Ron Paul. You're suggesting he's running cover for the neocons? Where do you get that from, dude?
Well, it's to find out who's directly responsible for a criminal action. If you trick Congress and mislead the people, you're committing a criminal, it's a crime.
What does that have to do with
Ron Paul, politicians lie every day, right?
Here's what it has to do with it. A libertarian will say that they support the Constitution, and yet they'll say, well, not that much of the Constitution.
Wait a minute.
That's what I mean about rights.
Now I got to speak up. Rights. You are aware that Ron Paul, when he offered a declaration of war in Congress, stated that he did not believe the rationale was strong enough for us to go into Iraq, and yet he was going to offer a declaration of war at least to be constitutional for those pinheads out there who wanted to move in without a declaration of war, right? So he set up his rationale that the United States had not made the argument when they voted in 2002 to give Bush the power. So it's all on record in the congressional record.
It's clear Ron Paul was not fooled by the Bush administration's lies. So, I don't understand your point, John.
In 2002, the vote that they made was to exhaust all other options. And no, the options weren't exhausted because, like I said, Saddam was completely cooperative. There was nothing you couldn't get from him. In fact, he offered more than America was willing to take. He offered complete media access for Bush to pontificate any allegations.
I don't think you're going to have any disagreement on this show with the fact that the Bush administration is corrupt and awful, and
was the Clinton administration.
That they initiated a conflict that was completely unnecessary in both Afghanistan and Iraq. There's no disagreement here.
I'm feeling like I'm getting deflection here, and I don't.
Yeah,
think
he's not answering our questions about Ron Paul. How is it that Ron Paul factors into all this? So I'll give you one last chance, John, because he voted against the war.
Ron Paul factors into it. In respect to the doctoring of the National Intelligence Estimate and the bombing.
Are you alleging that Ron Paul doctored something?
No. There's that instead of saying that he was misled, all of Congress was misled there, and also when Bush.
I don't think Ron Paul was ever misled. He voted against the war every single time he possibly could. So
right.
Don't think he was misled, and I'm not sure where you're getting any of this from. Maybe you're just making it up.
Look, there's a guy that's running right now that recommends impeachment for Bush, Dennis Kucinich. You're aware of that?
Yeah.
And do you think that Dennis Kucinich is going to win the presidential election?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You were talking about.
No, what I'm telling you is, if Ron Paul goes up there and spews this kind of whether it's correct or not, spews what you're talking about, he's not going to be a player at all. I mean, proposing is that this man, whom you said you respect, just throw away his presidential bid.
Well, that's if he said to America, they bombed the country irrationally, there was no reason to kill the people there because you've only lowered our abilities, everyone would shout out in joy and say, yeah, that's right.
He's been saying over and over. I think he said dumb things just like that.
It's only censorship.
He said that we wouldn't want it done here, and so why would we do it to them over there?
Yeah, I just don't get you, John. Thanks for trying.
Apparently, Ron's not saying it exactly the way he wants it.
Yeah, confused about what. I don't think he really understands what Ron Paul's position is. I don't think that he's been paying attention. And okay, he's in Winnipeg, so you can't really even vote for him anyway. I don't really know why he cares so much.
Okay.
Anyway,
he wants George Bush and Daryl.
Well, okay, great. Fine, put George Bush in jail. I agree with you, Mark. It's probably not going to happen.
It seems very unlikely to me.
I mean, Bill Clinton, he was impeached, but he didn't get put in jail. I mean, just because you get impeached won't mean you're going to jail.
And you might resent the fact that Ron Paul hasn't been leading the charge the way Dennis Kucinich has and calling for impeachment, that the National Intelligence Estimate was doctored. I don't know.
Confusing. Let's talk to Trey in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Trey.
Hey, guys, I hope I'm not bringing up a story that you've covered recently, being that I haven't listened too much the last couple of days, but here in Houston recently, a man called 911 and told him that someone was robbing his house, robbing his neighbor's house, excuse me, and he kind of warned him early that, you know, I'm not going to let him leave, and the conversation went on for about 7 minutes, and the guy started to leave his neighbor's house, and he went outside with a shotgun and shot the guys and killed them.
Give me some more detail here in a moment, all right? Hang on, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while, there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragon Skin Body Armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragon Skin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why, then, have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragon Skin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragon Skin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragon Skin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy, and you can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com as we go back to Trey in Texas. Now, Trey, you're saying that in Houston, there was a situation with a man who had, there was someone, robbing his neighbor's house, and he stood outside with a shotgun? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll go back through the call as best as I can remember it real quick. It's about a 7.5 minute 911 call. Mm-hmm. And the conversation starts with the guy telling the operator that there are two men robbing his neighbor's house. He can see them through the window, and they've got a bag, and they're gathering some things. Mm-hmm. And he hints within the first minute of the call that he might take some force on these guys. He doesn't explicitly say it right away. But then after about the first minute of the call, he makes it very clear that he has a shotgun next to him, and that if the cops don't get there before they leave, he's going to take care of it himself.
Good
for him. He continues to make this point throughout the conversation, which is the part that bugged me because, you know, he made it very clear, and that should have been a sign to the cops that if they didn't want these guys to get shot, they should have gotten their asses out there. But that didn't happen, right? So it comes towards the end of the call, and the guy's telling him, you know, if they come out, I'm going out there. If they come out, I'm going out there. And they start to go outside. He says, all right, man, I got to go. And the guy says, sir, don't go out there. Don't do it. And he says, oh, I have to. And he goes outside, and you hear, move and you're dead. That's what he says to him. Move and you're dead. And then you hear, boom, boom. And then
wow.
A short pause, and then another boom, takes three shots at him, comes back to his cell phone, which I believe was laying in the grass of his yard or something, and says, you know, get out here, I shot him. And my question for you guys, I'm wondering where that stands in property right defense. Are you allowed to go out and shoot someone that's robbing your neighbor's house if it's not your property? Does it go against some nonviolence principles? I personally happen to think, being a red-blooded Texan, that he had every right to do it, and I would love to have a neighbor like him. But
Wouldn't want to have a neighbor like that? I think that, I mean, that he gave him fair warning. It's not like he just let fly with hot lead on these people. He did give them the chance to stop, and they didn't, so he shot him. I mean, I don't know. That's just what I'm gleaning. I don't know about the story. That's what I'm gleaning from what you're telling me.
You know, it's interesting. And in a free market society, data like that gets out to the criminals, and then they don't go to those areas. They don't
go. And that's what he was very indignant that it was happening in his neighborhood, which is a bit of an upscale neighborhood. You're talking 4,000 or 5,000 square foot houses.
Sure.
And that's a kind of, you know, a little more background for you. But he was very, very offended that kind of action was happening in his neighborhood. And I think that's a lot of what drove him. There might have been, he might have said something about another recent robbery or something, but he was obviously not happy about the protection that he was getting from his officers in that neighborhood, and decided to take it into his own hand. And I thought it was, I immediately knew there was going to be a hailstorm over it, and I hope, you know, I'll travel to go protest for this guy.
I was going to say, I'm sure he's been charged with some, what has he been charged with at this point, anything?
No charges at this point. Texas happens to have very liberal laws for this, and early word is that he might be able to get off, but I'm not counting on that, because I'm sure they can find some way.
Well, how far are you from that area, man?
Well, I'm actually from Austin. I live in Austin. I'm from Houston in the northwest area, and he's from Pasadena, and they've got all these kind of towns around Houston like that, so it's a suburb.
Hey, before we disconnect, if you're from Austin, do you know the Sons of Hercules?
I don't. What's that?
They're a great band from around Austin. Check them out. They play around emos all the time.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the tip.
Hey, Trey, thank you for the call and the question. And it is a good question, because we certainly talk about how when somebody uses force, you really can only respond with a certain level of force back. But in a situation like that, are you just supposed to stand by and watch as these criminals loot your neighbor's house and get away? I mean,
isn't he to some extent the agent or proxy for his neighbor? I go and talk to my neighbors. I consider them to some extent. I trust them. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't trust the guy who's looting my house. Can't my neighbor to some extent? I obviously, if they were wrong, if they did something incorrect, you know, they made an error, it would be a very bad thing.
Shot his son after he was just going to get his dog from the house or something like that.
Right, but hopefully the son wouldn't say, "Oh my God, a guy with a gun! I'm running." I mean, usually running, you know, it's not always an indicator of guilt, but it usually is. Sometimes it is.
Yeah, a lot of interesting assumptions there. You assume that the neighbor who owned the property would not willingly give up his property and just say, "Oh, go ahead, take it." You don't know the extent to which that man would defend his property, but you do know that this man, the neighbor next door, assumed it onto himself to try to protect that area.
Right.
So
well,
a lot
likely,
of costs involved.
If somebody wasn't a thief, they'd put their hands up and go, hey, you know, the guy who owned this, whatever his name is, George, said I could be here.
Right.
You know,
I live here, man.
Like that's sort of the magic word, is saying the guy's name. A burglar doesn't know the guy's name.
Right.
So then,
a good burglar probably does.
Yeah, right. You're assuming that you're talking about a good burglar. You're talking about one guy out of 50.
Sure.
Most burglars are just, you know, kids, crack addicts.
I meant the professionals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from you on this one. How you feel? Is there a gray area here? I don't know. I feel pretty good about backing this guy up. Like. Those people were stealing from that man's home. They'd given up their right to, they'd given up their rights in that particular case, and let the lead fly.
Hey, you know,
as I'm concerned.
You know, Ian, it's interesting, because when you get into these conversations, they become rather abstract. You say, okay, well, how much we rely on our property, our right to possess property. In this case, it was a neighbor's right, but we'll try to widen it a little bit. Our right to possess property is basic for our right to survive. Without the the assurance of our right to keep the fruits of our labor, we can't be sure that we could be starved to death. So
you have a right to designate an agent.
Sure.
You know, just because I rent a house as opposed to owning it doesn't mean that I can't protect that property, correct?
Right.
Just because I happen to be, you know, visiting at a person's house, so, you know, that's a little less of an involvement as a renter, doesn't mean I can't protect that property, right?
Right, yeah.
So just because I live next door and I visit on a reasonably, you know, on some kind of regular basis, or we talk across the back fence, or we're, you know, we chat now and then, or we're part of the same neighborhood watch, that doesn't mean I'm not the agent,
yeah,
an agent that can be a protector of that property.
Right.
I personally know my neighbors. I always do. They know my first name. I talk to them, you know, and I generally trust them.
But
so,
even if
yeah,
you don't
I
know,
would.
Even if you don't know the neighbors, this isn't really, I don't think it's any different necessarily from going into a fast food restaurant and having the guy in front of you in line pull out a gun and hold the joint up. You don't necessarily have a financial interest in the protecting that fast food restaurant. You could certainly sit it out and wait and let the guy rob the place and move on. Mm. But in many cases, there have been some heroes that have stepped in. They've been armed. They've been in that location. They didn't have any obligation to step to the defense of that business and that person, but they did anyway, even though they didn't know who that cashier was. And they pulled their weapon on that person and stopped a tragedy from happening.
And, you know, Ian, regardless of the considerations of the people as far as the spectrum of response, what is too harsh, what is not enough, I mean, you know, if the guy had a baseball bat and clocked him and didn't kill him, maybe people wouldn't feel as bad about it, that sort of thing. I mean, he used deadly force on this guy. But the point is that I'm not going to say the point is, I don't think we can deny that the practical outcome of it, and I'm not saying that the ends justify the means here, but we are talking about the sanctity of private property. It's a little bit more ambiguous here. There's a realm of ambiguity because it wasn't this man's property, so that makes it a little trickier. But as far as the defense goes for this, you know one thing, and that's this stuff works to keep criminals away.
Yeah.
And if you had these small zones of localities, these small communities where people said, you know what, I'm going to back you up. Somebody comes around, I'm going to back you up. Well, you know, they can work out their own dynamics. They can try to figure it out. If there's a mistake made, they could toss the guy out if they had free market communities.
Yeah, and when it comes to, absolutely true. When it comes to these criminals, you never know what house these guys would have robbed next.
Sure.
Would there have been no parents' home, but a younger child or something like that? What would they have done to shut that child up to make sure they didn't snitch him out? You never know. I mean, sorry.
He could have stopped a whole string of robberies.
As far as I'm concerned, good.
Bad garbage. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections, elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. It is your program. If you take control of the airwaves, toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line in here with you. And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, totally free, including the wiki, the archives, the updates, you name it. We give it away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Well, not Gardner. He does his site for free.
So right, my man.
If it's a host that's not on this show, they're probably trying to charge you.
Especially if they have formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it for free. And if you like the website and you like the show, then maybe you should buy some stuff at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll find all kinds of great Free Talk Live-related merchandise, a variety of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, all there for you, store.freetalklive.com.
Your average mattress is manufactured using all kinds of pesticides like boric acid and things like that. Savvy Rest mattresses are not. They're made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. You don't want your child breathing in boric acid. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Let's talk to Darlene, ladies first in Toronto. Darlene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I wanted to talk about the successes of Ron Paul, but before I do that, actually, it is in response to John from Winnipeg, and I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, there's totally miscommunication going on right now. What he was referring to, I think, is that Ron Paul did mention something about the U.S. going to war under U.N. resolutions during the first part of the debate, and it was actually during the answer he was giving in response to the question regarding the CFR, and if it's a conspiracy,
and the highway, right? Was that the one about the highway from Mexico to Canada, darling?
That's right. Yeah.
Off the air, we talked about that because we were all confused. And I said, you know, I saw that part, but did I miss something? You know, you're exactly right. I think that might have been it. And I thought his answer was great there. And he said, look, I'm not in favor of the United States federal government. I think that's too big. You think I'm going to be in favor of the UN and a North American Union? That's even bigger.
Right, and the thing is, this was just one statement at the end of a question that really had it wasn't really pertaining to the Iraq War at all. It was pertaining to this conspiracy, so I think it may have been misconstrued. But he does mention it, but it's not brought up again as a explanation as to why, you know, Iraq War was a bad idea and blah blah blah. So I don't know, maybe that was the miscommunication. But what I was calling about was the fact that I'm addicted to the Ron Paul campaign because I can't stop, like, looking for news stories and seeing what the successes are. And just for today, I'm sure you're going to talk about it at some point, but the mini money bomb.
No, I don't know about this. What happened?
You're kidding me.
I think I heard something about a smallish bomb. I pretty much get most of my Ron Paul news from the Lou Rockwell blog. They do a good job of keeping up on things there. But what happened?
Okay, well, this was an initiative, again, by the same guy who's doing the Tea Party, the same guy who did November 5th. It's a mini bomb. It didn't get too much attention, but it was being advertised as the Rudy's Reading List. Money bomb, and it was trying to get as much money as possible before the beginning of December so they can start spending money to get ready for these primaries.
Right.
And so they weren't expecting all that much from it, but just from the time your show has been on the air, they've raised about $43,000. And since then, today, I mean, they've blown through the $10 million mark, and they've beaten Rudy Giuliani, actually all of the other Republican candidates, complete totals for the third quarter. So it's some pretty big successes just for today, even though this money bomb was not that advertised. It did fairly well. So by the end of the day, we could be looking at $500,000 for his campaign.
Wow, anyway, that's fantastic, darling.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and I'm just addicted to it, and I watch it, and I just thought I brought it up.
Well, isn't it satisfying, Darlene? You know, I don't know how old you are or anything like that, but there comes a certain point where you felt like you've been isolated for a long time, and then all of a sudden you meet people, you find some place where you can connect with people. And this happened to me in 1994 when I went to an Institute for Humane Studies seminar. They're connected with George Mason University, very hardcore free market groups. And all of a sudden, I'm meeting all these people and saying, wow, this is great. And I don't know if you're getting the same feeling from the campaign or not, but it's really thrilling, isn't it?
It is. It's great. And, you know, like, I mean, I'm involved, like, I know about Canadian politics. Unfortunately, your political system, whatever happens down there, you know, there's a big influence of what happens up here. And that's just kind of the way it is. So I think you find a lot of Canadians, as in John in Winnipeg and myself in Toronto, and I'm sure a number of other Canadians are listening, are involved. To see this happening, to see this grassroots, to finally see, I mean, it's the same here. There's a whole bunch of apathy here. You know, look at who's in power in Canada, Stephen Harper. I mean, it's just really exciting to finally see, yeah, we can do this. We can totally do it. And you're doing it down there, and it's intoxicating just following it. So
cool. Anyway. Glad you're excited. Glad you're enjoying it. And thank you for calling the show, Darlene. We appreciate hearing from you.
Some good news you gave.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. I had heard about that. Someone had mentioned that there were going to be a couple of little mini bombs between now and December 16th.
She sparked some memory in my mind, but I didn't.
Hey.
I wouldn't.
But clearly, it wasn't promoted very well.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, clearly it wasn't promoted very well. We weren't very aware of it here on Free Talk Live. Lou Rockwell didn't even mention it today, and they really are. I mean, the LouRockwell.com blog is really, I mean, pretty much one of the more up-to-date things on the Ron Paul campaign, and I didn't spot anything about that today.
Hey, you know, I had to mention, too, Ian, talking to Darlene, anybody else from Canada, you know, we accept Canadians here in New Hampshire. We do like Canadians.
Not
we like
too far.
Them a lot. You know?
Toronto's
so,
not far from
and,
New
Yeah,
York.
And Darlene, by the way, I know you're probably listening right now, or if you listen later on if you happen to be away from the radio now, but hopefully you're listening while we're talking. If you go see Danko Jones in Toronto and you see him wearing a yellow Live Free or Die t-shirt or Don't Tread on Me t-shirt with the snake on it, I gave it to him. So, Danko,
good to know, Gardner.
Toronto, baby.
Let's go to the phones and talk to the Amp Line where Brian in Colorado is waiting.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for your patience. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, sure, no problem. Well, I'm in Tulsa this week. Actually, I just got home today. And now you may recall last time I was in Tulsa, I kind of had kind of a car crash and ended up staying there an extra couple weeks there.
Yeah.
Well, this time, yesterday, I had an opportunity to do a little cop watch. And I ended up spending the night in jail.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, what happened?
So, wait. This was in Tulsa that you were cop watching?
Yes, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Looks like you got a really nice view, huh?
Now, cop watch is a concept that I think it was originally came up with, I think it was Berkeley, actually, where some activists decided, you know, we've had enough of this police abuse. We're going to arm ourselves with cameras and go around and record the police. So, you know, tune in on a police scanner, figure out where they're at, or just see them on the side of the road, pull over and, you know, whip out our cameras and record the scene for the purposes, of course, of helping protect the people that could be the victims of the police. And that's the point of Cop Watch. So you had a video camera on you in Tulsa?
Yes, I was walking out of the restaurant last night about 11 o'clock or so. It's just a three-block walk to my hotel. And right next to the restaurant, there's this empty lot, you know, dirt lot. And there was a whole bunch of those cars there, lights on and everything. I didn't really understand that they were cops at first, but it didn't take me long to figure that out. They didn't have the lights flashing, just all the headlights on. Mm-hmm. And there was a Corvette there. And so I pulled out my camera, my phone, which has a nice video camera on it.
And
I thought this guy might need a little help. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know what the deal was, but why not? You know, this thing's kind of dropped in my lap. So I had an opportunity. I wasn't really prepared, but... So I put the, you know, phone down by my belly, you know, just kind of held it right there, and I walked up, and one of the rookie cop comes up to me, and he says, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to, you know how to do that, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step back to the sidewalk.
Right.
And I said, well, is that a request or an order? Are you asking me?
Mm.
And the senior cop right behind him basically plowed him over to get to me when he heard that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets a lot better.
This is one of the questions. It's very, very important to ask the police because they have a way of phrasing things that makes a suggestion or a question sound like an order, and they have a very authoritative demeanor that makes you think they're ordering you to do something. And when you ask for clarification like that, it usually gets them it forces them into a position where they have to answer honestly. Oh, you know, I can't force you to do so, sir, but please move to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of thing. But you're saying the supervisor at that point stepped in.
Yeah, they weren't going to have any of that. They weren't going to have any citizens questioning things. And so he stepped in and says, show me your driver's license. I said, I'm not driving. And he said, do you have an ID? And I know the answer to this one. I don't have an ID to show you, sir.
Mm.
Yeah. He says, he starts, you know, he gets in my face and he starts spouting off all these laws that I've broken and that he's going to arrest me for. And,
sure.
And, you know, the one, you know, I'm interfering with a, you know, police operation. And I see the guy, he's already in the cop car in handcuffs behind, you know, I'm not interfering with anything. If anything, they're interfering because they're not over there where the, you know, the law is being broken.
Right. They took time out from their investigation to go investigate you, so you hadn't done anything except stand there with your camera.
I never got within 20 feet of any of the cars. I'm just standing there on this lot watching.
All right. You're just standing out there where, you know, people are allowed to be.
Public area. More on the way. In fact, Brian, you can hold over, right?
Sure.
We're going to bring you back because you say things escalated from there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. We'll get the rest of the story here in moments from Brian in Colorado, 800-259-9231. He wasn't even in his hometown, and he decided to do a little cop watching, ended up spending a night in jail for the favor. We'll tell the rest of the story here in moments. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control as well, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What if